This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 14th of March, 2024, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. This morning, I have two guests in studio. They didn't know each other when they met in the lobby, but it turns out that we're having similar sort of conversation this morning. We're in the month of March. We're still celebrating International Women's Day. And so for the second part of our show, Stephanie Firth from Princess Court Mentoring Ministries is joining us. The first part of the show, we have representatives from St. James's Anglican Church, and they're here to talk to us about the biggest event of the year, the Anglican Church Easter Fest. Now, one of my guests asked if we could open today's show in prayer, and I'm telling her yes. It's going to be brief. But I can tell you why I'm telling her yes. Because when I was on my way to work this morning, I was in a grumpy mood. I was in a horrible mood. And I remembered that somebody gave me a gift that inspired my wardrobe this morning. And I came in my International Women's Day pink. And it turns out I'm here in my Princess Court Mentoring Ministries pink as well. But one of the guests said, hey, can we open the show in prayer? And my spirit lift. And I said, yeah, let's open the show in prayer. It's going to be brief, but we don't do it all the time at all. But we're in the Easter season. And so I asked Miss Stephanie Firth to open us with a short prayer.
Good morning and blessings to each and every one of you. I just want to give God thanks and praise for this opportunity to be on the show this morning and thanking God for bringing us, each and every one of us, here safe and sound. Lord, whatever we discuss on this radio show, let it be done for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. That's Miss Stephanie Firth. Please introduce yourself to the audience. And
yes.
Thank you for the prayer.
Good morning. My name is Minister Stephanie Firth. I am the president of Princess Court, president and executive director of Princess Court Mentoring Ministries for Charlotte here in Nassau.
Absolutely. And my guest representing St. James Anglican Church this morning, please introduce yourself.
My name is Father Jokabiga. I'm the priest in charge of St. James Church and St. James Parish in Adelaide Village in Nassau, Bahamas.
Absolutely. Thank you both for joining me this morning. Now, so two things. I love the opening with a prayer. I'm a stand-up comedian, right? And so when I present as an advocate, when I do any public speaking, I like to open with a joke. The joke and the prayer are both mechanisms to bring us into communion, to bring us together, right? And so I really appreciate it. Also, I'm so excited to have St. James Anglican Church here today because I think I have proven another Bahamian, I think I will call it a proverb, but I'm not sure if proverb is the right word. All my life growing up, I knew that there was a rule, there's a particular rule about being Bahamian. And that is, you don't go in the water after National Heroes Day, because it's so cold, until Easter Monday holiday. That was a time of year, and oh, it's a little too cold. I asked my mom, oh, it's a little too cold. Oh, we don't go in the water this time of year. All my life, I thought, from National Heroes Day, it used to be Columbus Day, used to be Discovery Day, Now is National Heroes Day. From that day to Easter Monday, you couldn't go in the water. So Easter Monday holiday is a big celebration because finally we're going to the beach. And now I realize that St. James's Anglican Church is at the root of that proverb because the thing to do, it turns out, on an Easter Monday is head down to Adelaide Village, find St. James Anglican Church, and take part in the Easter Fest festivities. So good morning, sir. Please tell us a bit, I guess, a bit about yourself and how long you have been in charge of, right, the pastor at St. James's Anglican Church.
I would like to say that I'm a newcomer to Adelaide Village. Mm-hmm. I took over from Father Andrew Toppin. I was appointed by the bishop as the priest in charge beginning last May mm-hmm. of last year. And I have not even finished my 1 year yet.
Okay.
And during that time, I have been able to, bring the church together and undertaking the ministry there at St. James.
Absolutely. So is this your first Easter Fest?
This is indeed my first Easter Fest. And I am excited in really being a part of what is going on at St. James. I have always been a part of the Easter Fest, being a priest within the diocese, mm-hmm. and coming over to Adelaide every Easter was something for us to look forward to as Anglican diocese, as we supported one another. Mm-hmm. So every Easter for the last 20 years or so, I would find myself in Adelaide Village and supporting the church during their Easter Monday fair.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
Can you give us a brief history of St. James's Anglican Church?
St. James Church is an old church. It was established in March 22. Actually, next week would be our anniversary mm-hmm. of the dedication of the church in 1850. And St. James really served those who were freed slaves, those who settled in Adelaide Village. And the community is a very, very neat community of Adelaide. But historically, the church has evolved over all those years in terms of how they have been able to bring and hold the Anglican faith within the Western New Providence.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I've grown up going to summer camp in Eleuthera every summer for a number of years, and we go to the Methodist service. It's a real family island service. Is St. James's service like a family island service?
That is what some people say, that whenever they come to St. James, they feel as if they are totally out of Nassau, as you would say, and they feel as if they are in the family island. And actually, that's the feeling for most of the people. We have that kind of feeling that, yes, we are in New Providence, but there is that feeling, if you have ever been in the Family Islands, how the Family Island congregation really function, although we are in the city. That's how St. James feels.
That's lovely. That's lovely. Well, I mean, what a wonderful experience. And then, like, to be a part of a church family, right? You go to your church every Sunday, but you have this wonderful opportunity to visit churches and have a different type of experience than your traditional Sunday experience. And can I ask, before we get into Easter Fest, you said that you've been experienced about 20 Easter Fests in the Bahamas. I would like to ask you to compare your experience of celebrating Easter and the season in the Bahamas to celebrating Easter in your homeland.
Actually, the main difference is that for me, I have been in this island, in the Bahamas for over 32 years.
32 years.
So every Easter I have served in Crooked Island, I have served in Andros, and I have been in most of our parishes in the entire Bahamas. But the celebration of Easter in the Bahamas really takes a different turn altogether. The enthusiasm of the Easter itself and the beginning of Palm Sunday throughout the Holy Week, it is like reenacting a drama mm-hmm. of faith. Every day in one of those days in the Holy Week has a symbolism of what God is doing in our lives. Mm-hmm. And that is what is so dramatic as you go through the Holy Week. You have the blessing, the first of all, the Palm Sunday on that Sunday. And then you come through the week, you have the blessing of the oil on the Holy Wednesday. On Thursday, you have the celebration of the Holy Eucharist, the Maud Thursday. And then you now go through the Good Friday celebration. And then you have the Holy Saturday, which is also the service in the evening and the drama of what God is taking us. And then you celebrate climax with the celebration of the resurrection mm-hmm. on Easter Sunday. That in itself is something which is so profound and so enriching in one's faith. And as you go through that, you see what God is doing in the theme of salvation to mankind and the love which God reveals to us in his Son, Jesus Christ, celebrating that gift which God has given us. And now the resurrection, which we celebrate on Easter. And then now on Friday, the different thing about the Bahamas is that we enter into that mood of celebration. Everybody, even if you go to the other family island, somebody is having a cookout there, somebody is having something there, and there is that joy of fellowship, that joy of people coming together, having that time to celebrate together on Easter Monday. And that is what St. James is doing. Mm-hmm. We have that kind of celebration in Africa, where I originally came from. But I did not see it so dramatic as the Bahamians coming together in the way they do on Easter Monday to actually crown all our Easter celebration together in that manner. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to say good morning to the congregation of St. Barnabas Anglican Church, right? Because of an activity that I'm engaged in now, I frequent there. And what you shared just now about celebration, right, of and not of the season, but in fellowship with one another.
Yes, yes.
Right? It's so important. And St. Barnabas, like many of the Anglican churches within the diocese, really takes time to hold each other together, right? The fellowship is as important as the reason we come together in this space.
Very, very, very true about that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so now let's get into Easter Fest, the most exciting time of the year. What can we expect at Easter Fest this year?
We have a lot of things prepared for the Easter Fest. We have the food,
I like to thank you for starting with the most important thing.
Yes. You know, there is nothing which will really be complete in the Bahamian culture without the food.
Right.
So we have prepared a steak. We have the fish, which is quite a good option for those who, want to eat healthy. And then we have the chicken, and therefore our tickets, our menu composed of those three.
Steak, chicken, and fish.
And fish.
Yes.
And then we have other things, like we have the pastry section. We have the the conch fritters and all those other goodies. And then we have the kids' corner where the kids will come and celebrate everything, pizza and all those other items which are so part of our culture. So we are in everything. And, you know, sometimes those who want a drink, you cater for everybody. They will also have a place where they can get their drink.
Okay. So now the second most important part, are we going to the beach at Easter Fest? Is there beach access?
Oh, yes. Adelaide is always a very, very good, has a beach access on the other side. You can walk, you can go, you can get your food, you can go and eat on the side of the beach, and everyone is welcome because all of that is what we have to offer.
Listen, I really appreciated you said everyone is welcome until I remember the mosquitoes. When you're going for all day, make sure you bring your little mosquito repellent with you. Adelaide have the friendliest mosquitoes. They like to come and say hi every 2 minutes.
But we would commend the Ministry of Environment because
they do a wonderful job.
They do
of fogging.
A wonderful job.
Awesome.
And it's quite good. You know, only in the evening. So
at dusk and dawn.
Yes.
Okay.
So that, but it's good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes. So Easter Fest this Easter Monday, which is the 1st of April. Monday, yes. The 1st of April, 2024.
And one thing which I forgot, we have our raffle. We have received some enormous gift. We could not even be able to hold all the gifts which we have received.
Mm-hmm. Where can I get a raffle ticket?
The raffle tickets are available in Nassau. We have some various outlets, like the Super Value, we have Cable Beach. We have also Solomon Fresh Market at Harbor Bay. We also have the Rose Pharmacy, I think the Southern Plaza, and also the Southwest Plaza. Those are some of the areas where the tickets are being sold on a daily basis. Right. And we have our representative there. And also, most of the parishes also have some of these tickets where you can be able to get the raffles.
Now, I saw online with a couple of people sharing their contact information. For those that are interested, St. James's Anglican Church in Adelaide Village has its own Facebook page.
Yes, we do.
Even. So I'm going to run to that very quickly and just call off one of the numbers because I think you can call and arrange to pick up mm-hmm. tickets or have tickets delivered by representatives of the church. And you don't mind me, so I've been looking forward to this one of all ones, Easter Monday, Easter Fest at St. James's Anglican Church.
And our first prize for the raffle ticket is actually a cruise for two.
Nice.
So anyone would be, you know, that is something which everyone would be looking forward to.
I don't even know one person that I'm excited. I will find somebody. A cruise for two.
Yes. And then we have other 20 tickets, and they are the good ticket, beginning from TV and some very, very good
interesting
ticket,
prizes.
Interesting prizes.
They awesome. Are, this is awesome.
How much for a ticket? Like for one ticket?
The ticket is only $2.
Okay.
Hold on. $2 ticket?
$2 tickets.
I can buy a whole book.
Listen, Yuri, yes. We have to go to this because if they could sell a raffle ticket for $2 and the first prize is a cruise mm-hmm. for two, then somebody over there turning the two fishes into plenties. Mm. We go in. Somebody performing a miracle over there.
Definitely.
That's a wonderful, wonderful gift to the community, this raffle. Okay, Nuri, see if you could pull up St. James's Anglican Church on Facebook for me, please.
Take my phone to the next side by
you. I got you. Don't worry about it. So we have cookout, raffle, Kitty's Corner.
Yes.
Now, I want to say that I don't appreciate y'all discriminating against oldies.
They have a section. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
My family go there every year.
Yeah.
Right? It's an entire community event, right?
Yeah.
Where they block off the road kind of.
Like a free party.
It's like a street block party.
Yeah.
And they have an adult matured section.
They have an oldie section. And a kiddie section.
And then the kiddies on the next side.
I love it.
So, you know, my wife just tend to gravitate where the mature people is and just linger. And I say, I got to convince you, let's go on this side.
The kiddie side.
Libations on that side. Libations.
So you have three sections. You got a libation section, an oldie section, and a kiddie section.
And the good thing about it is if you have ever been to St. James Fair, we normally have a tent in the middle of the in front of the church.
Yes,
that is where you have a live band, which you'll be praying, and then later on in the evening we have Jokunu, and then we have the Bahamas Defense Force Band, will be also performing at the same time.
Sound like an all day event.
So it is an all day event from 12 o'clock to 6 p.m. And we will climax with the Jokunu. And as you say, we have a tent where it is in the middle of everything. And you go to that tent right there. That is the old people section. All the old people from all over, they are there.
Yeah,
and they sit down, they enjoy their food, they enjoy the fellowship of one another. A person whom you have not seen for so long is there. And as my brother says here, it is a whole community thing.
Listen, you know what else can be under that tent? Plenty stories. Plenty old stories. Plenty stories about people you didn't know you knew so well. That's going to be the best part. Okay, the beach is good. The food is great. But that's going to be the best.
St. James have some good food.
Listen, you know the Defense Force pop band is playing.
Mm-hmm.
The lead, what do you call the lead man on the parade, who leads the band.
I call him the lead band person.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, she calls him Matthew.
Okay, Matthew.
But I have to call him Officer Matthew because I don't know him as well as Lady Di. Mm-hmm. He is the best hype man, lead man in the whole of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Anytime they perform under his leadership, they are the best. I can't believe this. You have to call Ira Store because the best kept secret in the Bahamas is St. James's Anglican Easter Fest.
But let me ask Father this while we're here.
Yeah, yeah.
How is it that every Anglican church comes out every year and say, I go to St. James, like a pilgrimage to go there every year? All representative of all the Anglican church goes out.
Thank you very much, sir, for that. Because our entire diocese, all our parishes are represented. We have all our parishes and all our priests together with their together with their congregation. You talk about St. Matthew's, you talk about St. George's, you talk about St. Anne's, you talk about Epiphany, and every parish, Holy Trinity, Cathedral, St. Agnes, they come in droves and they come to St. James. So it is actually a diocesan activity for that particular day. It is a very, very safe and good environment to actually breathe a different air from the one we breathe here in Nassau.
Absolutely. All month we've had on the show examples of models produced by Bahamians in community, Bahamians in family. And here's another wonderful model, right? Like the Anglican Church has produced a model for us. A couple of weeks ago in my sports notes, I had a story about the Baptist Church and how they have formalized a Baptist Sporting Federation to ensure activeness and the health and welfare of their community by creating a formal sports structure so that members of the Baptist community can compete against each other in basketball, volleyball, soccer, swimming, all kinds of sports, right? And again, like this Anglican model, another wonderful model to be picked up and duplicated by other religious communities in the Bahamas. This is awesome, awesome. Okay, so let's go through. The one thing you didn't say is, how early can I get there?
If you come at 12 o'clock, the food will be there hot, and the food will be hot throughout the day, and as you can be there as late as shortly after 6. But definitely from 12 o'clock, the food will be ready there, and you can go there and pick up whatever you would like to
Absolutely.
Have.
Absolutely, and then I could have my designated driver come pick me up, come roll me out of the kiddie section. I'd be tired, bouncing castle and myself, and head out 6 p.m., roughly 6 p.m., head back home and prepare for the new week.
That's true. And if you have got children, mm-hmm. the kiddie section, you can go and drop your children yes. out there. Go and enjoy yourself. If you have got a ribation on the other end, you would be able to enjoy yourself without having to worry what is happening with my child, because there is somebody who is there
to supervise them.
And Aaron, they have every pastry in the world. Any kind of cake you can think of.
You can have hot cross buns, though?
Go on.
I need some leftover hot cross buns. Listen, as we go to a break, a last question for you, sir. Do I need to label my children when I drop them off?
You don't have to label the children, because we have some very competent caretakers, and they will guide your child to how they can enjoy themselves on that day.
When I said that to a woman yesterday, she said, Miss, you think somebody trying to take your child? Trust me, your child will be in your car when it's time to go home. Ain't nobody trying to kidnap extra children around here. No, no, no. Mm. We're going to a break. Thank you, producer. That's the music. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back from the break, Stephanie Firth from Princess Court Mentoring Ministries is going to share with us what they are doing for the month of March, International Women's Day. And I can see if I could find some friends from Princess Court Mentoring Ministries to go to St. James Anglican Church Easter Fest with me on Easter Monday. We're going to a break. We'll be right back. So please stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back. We are imagining ourselves in the beautiful Adelaide Village community. We're with St. James's Anglican Church, and we have a guest in the Zoom room who's Craig. Going to join us. Craig. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Ms. Green, and good morning to your in-studio guests and your listening audience.
I'm sorry we left you there for so long.
Not an issue. I see that our Father Kabiga was doing an excellent job. And also, I guess the gentleman there, he has much knowledge about the Easter Fest. So he might as well come and join St. James, and he could be our in-house promoter.
Definitely.
Without a doubt. So tell me, what are we looking forward to this year at Easter Fest?
Well, you know, the Easter Fest is the church's, one of the churches, is the church's major fundraising event.
Yes.
This event will help us to assist with our pensioners assistance. We do what we call a social outreach program every looking for our senior citizens within the community. We also have a cash for grade system there where we encourage our students who have attained A, B, and C average at school. We give them cash for grades, and it's an ongoing for the upkeep of the parish. You know, our parish was around since 1850.
Yes.
It is protected by the Antiquities Amendment, but then we need to enhance its appearance and do the upkeep. It's an old building. And so to preserve it, the funding that we receive from the Easter Fest will assist greatly in doing so.
Absolutely. I love it. The program that grows a culture of appreciation for education with cash incentives. That's wonderful.
Yes, it's wonderful. Like it's, and the kids, you can see it during the back to school initiative where kids, when they bring their report cards and they receive their cash, it's an incentive for them to continue to do well. And to, if they get B, try to get an A. If they get C, try to get a B or get an A. And
right.
We are seeing a difference in with those kids.
This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Do you have that you're trying to raise this year a target amount?
Yes, we have a projected goal that we want to achieve, and that projected goal that we're trying to achieve at the end of the year, or we encourage persons who come to. Tickets are on sale now. They have listed the venues for the ticket sales for where it's going to be for the raffle or for the dinner tickets.
Okay.
Whatever funds is collected, we at the end of the 2 weeks later, within after the event, the finance committee along with the church church will get together and we see where to allocate fundings for the upkeep of the parish and, like I stated earlier, those other incentives or initiatives that we have in place at the parish.
Absolutely. So we're not just going to the renowned St. James's Easter Fest to have a good time, but we're also going to support the church and the church community in its major fundraising initiative of the year.
That's correct.
Absolutely. Thank you. We're just about at the end of the segment. Sir, can you remind us of the places where people can get tickets? Are there any numbers that people can call to get tickets for the St. Yes. James's Anglican Church Easter Fest is taking place this Easter Monday. That's Monday, April the 1st, 2024.
Okay, we have a tickets outlet at Super Value Cable Beach, Solomon's Fresh Market, Harbor Bay.
Mm-hmm.
We got Lowell's Pharmacy, Harbor Bay. We got Lowell's Pharmacy in the Southwest Plaza. And for those who want to call, you can call 376-1796.
Okay.
376-1796 or 424-4563.
That's 424-4563.
That's correct, ma'am.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Craig. I'm just going to imagine that you are at the beach right now, holding the sand down, talking to the mosquitoes, letting them know we're getting ready to have a good, good time on Easter Monday at the St. James Anglican Easter Fest. Craig and Father Kabiga, thank you so much for joining me. If you can stay, please say you can't. I understand that you have to go. And I say thank you so much for joining me and reminding me what I have on my schedule for Easter Monday weekend. I see we have a caller quickly. Let's go to that call, producer. Okay, the caller is calling for something else. Now we're going to transition to Princess Court Mentoring Ministries. And joining us this morning is Miss Stephanie Firth from that organization. Introduce yourself, if I didn't say it properly.
Good morning, once again. My name is Stephanie Frith.
Frith. Okay,
I am the president and executive director of Princess Court Mentoring Ministries.
Yes.
It was founded in Grand Bahama by Minister Stephanie Burrows. And I was compelled to bring it here in New Providence. So it was started here in 2018 and was incorporated in 2018. Our goal, overall goal, is purity, is to encourage them to remain sexually pure until marriage, to become godly homemakers, and to enhance their spiritual lives. We have programs. We have like 6 weeks program. We try to have it twice a year, but, you know, funding, so it's just once a year. Some of what we teach is on that program that I gave you, Aaron. We start from Bible study straight to self-defense, everywhere in between there to make our princesses the virtuous wife that they would want to become one day. We also teach them life skills.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just curving the stigma of being a young girl in school and trying to remain pure where, you know, young girl tease you when it comes down to you remaining pure.
Absolutely. And let's give a bit of context for people. We currently in 2024 are living in a hypersexualized world, right?
Yes.
We sometimes don't acknowledge the I would say, obstacles or barriers or the culture that young people are living in, and we're demanding of them to stay pure, but we refuse to acknowledge the ways in which the society that we as adults take part in is hypersexualized, hyper-focused on sex, and hyper-focused on intimate relationships, right?
Yes.
And we fail to realize that the programming that our young people have access to are introducing them to these concepts at age at a time when it's not age appropriate or in ways that are not age appropriate for them.
Yes.
Absolutely. So I really appreciate the sort of the foundation of the group and what it attempts to do. Mm. And if, even from a non-religious perspective, if you understand how hypersexualized this world has become, then you can see that young people have these tremendous things that they have to navigate. We have a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron, and your guest.
Morning, sir.
What is the young lady name?
Stephanie Frith.
Okay, Miss Frith.
Yes.
Listen here. If you don't mind, I know people don't like to give out their age. How old are you?
I am 54 years of age.
54. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. What you're bringing on the radio this morning. It's so needed in our country today to teach abstinence, purity, as from the cradle right up, but you have to teach the values and then you have to live it. Your
yes.
parents have to live it.
Yes.
Before their children. And like you said, I'm so proud, you know. And it's not just physically purity, but it's mindset too. It's
yes.
what you look at on a daily basis.
Yes.
Because your mind can become impure. Man. And they on be, what you call it, Sir Francis Drake or Marco Polo. They doing all kind of experiment.
Exploring.
I don't know.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, sir.
They running their hand all to, no. You know what I'm doing? I say, listen here. If anyone touch you inappropriately, you draw off and slap them.
Yes.
I told her that. Daughter is 21. You know what I'm saying? 21. And I taught her, my wife and I, that purity is important. You know, it's like you go in the food store and you go to the food stand, and then everybody squeezing all, they're all soft and mashup. You don't want that no more.
Yes, sir.
You don't want that. So continue to take a stand, miss. Continue go wherever you go. You need to come on more show, every show in this country.
Amen.
And teach that is so important. You know what someone told me years ago, this evening before I became a Christian? Oh, these young girls around here getting pregnant. But she, my daughter, wise. She's used condom. Come on.
Thank you.
Thank why you, we do not do this without the parent involvement. They have to be a part of this. That's why our signature events are parents. Oh. I guess you could continue listening. We have signature events such as Character Day, mm-hmm. Parenting Seminar, and we also we also have award ceremonies.
Now, I know there's some people in the audience now who say, man, Aaron, what y'all talking about, pure and impure? Notice nobody used the word impure but me just now,
mm-hmm.
because I don't think this is a conversation about impurity, right? This is about realizing the sacredness,
yes,
the specialness, mm-hmm. the value of intimacy.
Yes.
The from the Christian perspective, the purpose of sexual engagement, sexual relationships. From other religious perspectives or cultural perspectives, people will say the sacredness of sexual energy, right? We're not making a value judgment on women or boys who may have been initiated sex through abuse, right, through sexual mm-hmm. violence, and sometimes even just through experimentation, right? Again, we're not putting a judgment on those people, but to use the word pure is to signify the of the act and to signify the sort of sacred value or the sacredness of your diminish, right?
Yes.
If you if you, for whatever reason, find yourself in a stage of promiscuity, the value of your body doesn't diminish. The sacredness of the act doesn't diminish, but we acknowledge that women and men, and in particular boys and girls who are engaged in behavior you describe as promiscuous, may be victims of violence. They may be processing trauma in a very unhealthy way. But to use the word pure is not a value judgment on somebody's life or on their worth as a human.
Yes, Aaron. On that note, we have girls come into our program who went through that experience, mm-hmm. who it was taken from them. We don't turn them away because that is not their fault, and God still see them as pure in mm-hmm. His sight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 says, "It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality." Aaron, in today's society, if we don't come together, mm-hmm. okay, as leaders, mm-hmm. leaders starts from in the home. Parents are leaders, and they are examples for our girls and our boys. Mm-hmm. What they see us doing is what they portray.
Yes.
Okay, and I just want to talk briefly a little bit more about Princess Court in itself. We have leading ladies who are trained, certified youth leaders under the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. The majority of our volunteers, we call them leading ladies. I am so proud of these ladies because these professional ladies who take their time out to come and help to train these girls.
And took the time out to meet the certification, right?
Yes.
So the Princess Court could say, listen, our volunteers are certified. We've taken the time to vet them.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Also, we have princesses who came into the organization shy. Now you have princesses, like, we have like three princesses who were student of the year. So we're not just teaching them life skills and to be virtuous. We are also encouraging academic skills. We have three princesses who were student of the year. Mm-hmm. We have princesses 4.0 students.
And because what we find is that students aren't dumb. They are underperforming because outside of their academic mm-hmm. world, the other world is filled with trauma,
yes.
filled with violence, filled with chaos, right? And so Princess Court Mentoring Ministries helps them to organize their spirit, right? Even if their world is in chaos,
yes.
you can organize within and keep moving forward.
Yes,
this is awesome. Tell us more about Princess Court Ministries and their programming.
We were nominated 2 years back-to-back. Like I said, we started in 2018, and we never stopped. Even though Hurricane Dorian came, the pandemic came, we partnered with other organizations where, you know, if they needed assistance, when it come down to food, me, myself, personally, was on the road. We were collecting food and handing out food. So I would tell officers, if you see Princess Court van on the road, that's Minister Stephanie Fritz. She is out there working. It never stops. We have, like I said, we have signature events. We have partners like Civil Society, Org Bahamas. Of course, Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, Social Services also. And we also partner with the Ministry of Education who allow us to use their schools. Also, the Ministry of Health, because we all collaborate together. As a nonprofit organization, we collaborate. Also, BSFF, that's Bahamas Strong Families.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. BSF.
BFFS. Bahamas Strong Families. BFFS. BSFF. Sorry.
Okay. BSF.
Yes.
Okay. I love it. Yes. Bahamas Strong Families.
Cheryl Joaquin is the founder.
Good morning.
Cheryl Joaquin.
Right. Like, so sometimes people forget. Mm. And they forget because they're so busy trying to keep their lives, their homes, their families together, that systems require maintenance on a regular basis.
Yes.
And the way that we perform that maintenance is we get some civil society organizations to focus mm-hmm. on that system. Families need help maintaining themselves. Families don't just grow and stay together. You have to grow them together, right?
Yes.
And so even I'm so happy to hear, to be reminded actually of that organization. Okay, so what have you all been doing for International Women's Day?
Well, Erin, we have actually a calendar of events that we started from January of this year.
Okay.
We wanted to do a beach cleanup, but we definitely didn't put that off. Just the weather, so we're going to do it more in the summer.
Right.
That's what we had on our calendar for January. February 4th, we did a church visit. On the 17th, we participated in the park with the rally, St. Barnabas rally that they had in the park. We were set up there. On the 23rd, I did a presentation. We did a presentation at the Rotary Club of East Nassau. On the 24th of February, we also did an art and paint party. Listen to me. Bahamas.
Yeah.
Girls didn't even want to stop to eat.
Yeah.
They were so excited and so thrilled to want to paint and want to finish what they started.
Right.
My heart just melts watching those girls.
Man, look here, that activity is like, you know, the scripture, wherever two or more are gathered in my name,
yes,
I'm there.
Yes.
That's the manifestation of that. That it's not just I want to finish my painting, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm a part of a group and we all want to finish our paintings. We all want to show each other what we have been able to create in each other's energy, right? In communion with each other. I love it.
Yes. So for this month of March, we call this promotion and activities, radio show, social media, etc. But on the 2nd of March, we participated in Stop the Violence, another community, Stop the Violence Park at C.I. Gibson Park in Chippenham, Chippenham that they held on the 2nd. And then on the 6th, I presented into Cleveland Aeneas Primary School the new KRC piece that the Crisis Center is now doing.
The youth and anti-violence youth initiative.
In the primary schools. I presented at Cleveland Aeneas. So I do find time outside of Francis Court, just so you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on the 8th, PCM celebrated International Women's Day by putting an ad of our princesses and our leading ladies. Now, when you saw the ad, you might have just seen the princesses, but you didn't realize the leading ladies were in the back of the princesses.
Okay. Now, where can I find this ad? The newsprint?
It's in the Guardian. It's right here.
Okay, good, because I have my Guardians. I have my Guardians
yes,
with International Women's Day. Man, this is awesome.
Yes.
This is awesome. After International Women's Day, I participated in a march and expo led by Equality Bahamas, and we marched from the Eastern Esplanade to the Dundas. And then we had an afternoon of activities, exhibitions, and participatory art projects, right? Mm-hmm. So there was one for kids where they made picket signs with seed paper, where they made the paper themselves, and they put the seed in the paper. And then there was a mobile press where women and girls and boys and men were able to make signs, right?
Awesome.
It was a great activity. I'm so glad to see women organizing in different ways across the Commonwealth for International Women's Day.
Yes. Okay, so in April the 6th, we want to start our six-week session.
Okay.
That we normally have in the primary school. This is where the program that you're holding, Erin, we teach all of those life skills to our princesses.
Right.
And we also get the parents involved if they want to volunteer. But that part of it is like, it's a volunteer thing. You know, we ask, and they get excited. They don't even want to leave themselves, the parents.
Yes. But because for many parents, they didn't have this experience when they were children. Mm-hmm. And they are not just overjoyed to be able to provide that experience for their child, but to be able to participate with the child at the same time.
Yes,
I love the Princess Pledge in the booklet.
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the Princess Court to give love. That's what God's commandment was.
Yes.
Open God's word and discipline my mind and body.
Obey God's word.
Okay, it's supposed to say obey God's word.
Yes.
I got you. But that's cool.
Yes.
Just a little typo. I love it. It's a wonderful pledge.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Then there is, you focus on etiquette, Bible study, fun and fitness, skincare, and others.
Yes.
And I want to say to people, don't think of skincare as vanity and, you know, makeup and glamour. Think of skincare as health and wellness and rooted in confidence and self-confidence, okay. Right? Arts and craft, cooking and baking, yes, please. Yes. I mean, we'd be talking about, initially you opened up a virtuous wife, a virtuous woman, right? And sometimes people say, well, a lot of women say, I'm a woman, I don't need to be a virtuous woman to be whole. Give young people some options. Give them as much language as possible for them to define themselves.
Yes.
Open them up to everything that is positive. And in that space, you guide them and mentor them as they carve and craft their personal identity.
It's a choice. It's
right.
A choice.
You may want to be
a mindset.
Right. You may want to be a virtuous woman for yourself. You
yes.
may want to be a virtuous woman for God. Mm-hmm. And then you may want to be a virtuous woman for a husband who will
yes.
then become a father
yes.
in your family, right? But give young people the language and the space to make the choices themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I love it. I love it. Stephanie, we are almost out of time. Social media presence, contact
yes.
information, where do you meet and how can my young child join?
Okay, we are supposed to meet, and I'm trusting God that we get the funding
yes.
to get this done, because we have to just continue to push.
Yes.
We're supposed to meet at T.G. Glover Primary School mm-hmm. starting the 6th of April.
Okay.
Right after the 6 week of training, 1 week after, we have the pledging ceremony where our girls pledge. I mean, like the mother or the father, they run up and they just so proud to put that purity pledge around their daughter.
It comes like a rite of passage.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And like I said, it's going to be held at T.G. Glover Primary School. We have our website. You could find us on Facebook, YouTube.
Instagram?
Yeah. Instagram, yes.
Yes, okay.
So I just want to quickly say something before we close out.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it possible I could just mention like one or two sponsors?
Yes,
that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
From the beginning, I should say from the beginning of Princess Court, these are individual dedicated sponsors. I just want to give a shout out to you guys. That's Alfred, Patrick Newman, Henry Dean, who just won the award. With a Heart.
Yes, right.
Denzel Barr, Shannon Dawn Cartwright. We also get individual sponsors from some of our Genuine Gents. And I just want to say, 4 C's, communication, effective communication, collaboration. Collaboration means when you come together as a
mm-hmm.
body to collaborate, we help each other. And that's what we're supposed to be. Courage. Let's have the courage to stand up for what we believe in and not be able to afraid to speak what it is that we need to say.
Mm-hmm.
Change.
Yes.
Oh, this one is like crazy for me. Change. Please, ladies, gentlemen out there, please be an example setter. If you're looking for change in this country, you have to be it.
Be the change you
want
to see.
In order to see it.
Yes.
If you want change in order to see it in our country.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm with you.
Yes.
I am with you.
And if you want to reach me, my number is on Facebook. My number, 442-6498. You can call me and we could get your number, whatever it is. If you want interest in that, your princess being a part of Princess Squad, you could give me a shout. Like I said, we are on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You could go in there and leave a message.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. And please, we need some more sponsors, corporate sponsors.
To come in and support
to come
the
in and to support this program. It is very, very vital. You might think it isn't to our society, but when you look at teenage pregnancy, it helps to curb that. It helps to curb the STDs in our country. Girls starting at age 5 to 18 is who we mentor.
Yes.
And they do not leave the program. And if they leave the program, they still be a part. We allow them to come in and still be leading ladies if they want to come and give their testimony. Even if they leave the program, that you could come back and say, hey, I am so sorry that I leave Princess Court. If I had stayed, just maybe this and that wouldn't have happened.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Stephanie Frith, I want to say thank you for representing Princess Court Mentoring Ministries today. You can reach out to her at 442-6498. Their The upcoming programming starts on April 6th at, I think, at TG Glover Primary School. And if you want to send money to them to support this initiative, they are CIBC Carmichael Branch, account number 2017-08321. That's 2017-08321. Transit number, read that for me. Or just go to CIBC and say, listen, I'm here to donate.
9737.
9737 is the transit number.
Yes.
Go to the bank and say, I'm here to be in the coffers for the Chirons. Even if you don't come at it from a religious perspective, like Ms. Frith said, let's give young people the best start possible in the world by aiming with them with the tools they need to make the healthiest decisions possible for themselves and their future selves. Ms. Frith, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Let's say thanks to Squad Mentoring Ministries and all of their volunteers. And thank you to the producer who should have cut me long time. Thank you, producer. Take it to the bridge.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Stephanie. And thank you to the audience for tuning in to On the Clock this morning. Have a great day.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.